T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning to the Work Hard, Be Good crew. And shout out to you, especially if you're on your way to work and you already know you got a hard day ahead of you.
And shout out to all of you. With that hard day, you still plan on being good everywhere you go.
It's Gabe and Nina. It's time for the top six at six.
Number six.
Gotta get this. Something's wrong with the board, I can already tell.
Uh-oh.
I gotta restart the computer. If you guys hear dead air at some point today, just know that you got a warning at 6 o'clock that the computer was acting crazy today, okay?
One of those days.
Number six story is that Kraft is trying to reinvent breakfast.
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
Okay. A little mac and cheese in the morning.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I do it. I eat macaroni and cheese for breakfast. I eat steak for breakfast, pizza for breakfast.
You mean like leftover mac and cheese at 1 p.m.? That's not breakfast.
Yeah. Well, no, like in the morning. Like if I have leftover mac and cheese in my fridge, like I would eat it. So what are they talking about? Making a whole new box first thing in the morning?
They're talking about making it as if it's eggs, sausage, and mac and cheese.
That might be kind of good.
You're going to be pooping all day. You're going to be pooping by 10 o'clock. You got to be farting all over your little first grade class.
Well.
Why are you farting, Tommy?
Why do we have to have that visual right now? Oh, it was the mac and cheese, guys.
Anyway, trying to create a new breakfast routine for you. See, the computer's not working, guys. Hold on.
Number five.
There it is. Okay, number five. It's here. If you are a big fan of all of these different beauty lines and experimenting and trying the different foundations and seeing which superstar has the best one for you, you can get ready to try out Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty. So she posted yesterday in anticipation of the big launch of her new line, which will be set to drop on September 3rd. So she's planning on putting a lot of personal spins on her theme. So I don't know, maybe give it a try. Maybe a little eyeshadow or something.
Okay. Selena is like... She's my spirit animal, I think.
Okay.
She's like a badass. Only, like, she loves hard, which is cool. But I don't know. I just feel like she's my spirit animal. I love her music. I think she can do no wrong vocally. I think she's cute as a button.
So Rare Beauty has got your, like, stamp of approval?
I could care less about her makeup line. I'm talking about her specifically, though. She's my spirit animal. What would I say Selena Gomez is? She's like a pigeon. No, not a pigeon. Gabriel. A dove. A white dove.
Aww.
Selena.
Just flying out.
Stop thinking about Justin. Come holler at your boy. We got room for you over here at our house.
You and your rare beauty.
Number three.
Oh, wait. It's still my turn.
Number four.
There you go.
Jeez, the computer's not working. I told you guys. Number four is that... Okay, I want to hit you guys with some good news. You know... We know what's going on with the restaurants. We know there's a bunch of broke people that, you know, lost their jobs. They're not getting the same amount of income as they once got. So this one group in San Francisco, gosh, people are just so amazing. This one group in San Francisco decided to get a bunch of people together. And what they do once a week is they pick a restaurant and then they do this.
It's free for the restaurant. They don't have to worry about the margins from the delivery apps. And then it's free to customers. They don't have to pay any fees to get it delivered. So we're close to $50,000 in revenue now for the restaurants.
The biggest night that we have for since shelter in place.
The volunteers are mostly younger people, not us old croaks. They have been stepping in and delivering the food.
As long as there's interest, as long as it's helping restaurants and customers want it, residents want it, then we'll keep doing it.
So basically what they do is they pick a restaurant every week and then they take care of their deliveries for no cost.
Aww.
And any tips they get from patrons, they donate it to the restaurant itself. So it allows them to kind of get like a boost without having these overhead costs that are associated. First of all, I say this all the time, and I tell this to Nicole often. That's my girl. I'm like, people are just, I mean, like, I'm a good person. I in my heart of hearts, I feel like I'm a good person. But people be doing the nicest things that I'm just like, I'm not that nice. Like, I would never in my life. Don't get me wrong. I love the idea. I'm glad people are doing it. I support it fully. I would give them $10 to go pay for their gas. But like me personally, joining a group and then going and delivering some food, I say that more so not to take a shot at myself, but to talk about how amazing humans are. To do something like that, to come up with that idea and actually execute it, takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy, and I hope that motivates you.
Number three.
Because all it takes really, though, is like one person to start it and be like, hey, guys, come join me. We can do this. It's pretty cool. So if it moves you and you're inspired by the story. Now, this story is a little bit different. It's about a couple. I mean, imagine this. Back in February, you go off. You're from New Zealand. You go on your honeymoon. You go to this one island, the Falkland Islands. You get stuck there because of COVID. So this couple is on this island. They're stranded. And finally, just now, like recently this week, they made their way home. But they did it by hitching a ride on a fishing boat. So they're going over 5,000 nautical miles. They're taking all of this time. And the funny thing at the end of it was, is because they're stuck together on this island for 12 weeks. And they're stuck together on this boat for like a whole nother time. And they're like, it was an unheard amount of time together. But it's opened this whole new like world of possibilities as a couple. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine? You're quarantined with your person, but you're on an island for 12 weeks and then on a boat for another however how long.
Sounds like my quarantine story and everybody else's that's in the country right
but
now.
But they made it home. That's cute.
Number two.
Number two is that, gosh, you know, I'm going to be sporting for a second here. First of all, shout out to the White Sox who've won so many in a row. Shout out to you guys. You guys are doing really great. The Cuban connection in the beginning of the lineup is incredible. Anyway, don't want to sports too much. But The Rock bought the XFL. And I told my friend the other day, if The Rock wanted to throw away millions and millions of dollars, he could have just gave it to me. So many people have owned the XFL. It's like this off-brand NFL product that happens during the NFL offseason.
I was going
to
ask what it was.
He bought it for $15 million. Him and a group, not just him by himself. But when you think about it, it's like, that's not a lot of money for something that could potentially be worth, I don't know, $200 million. But the problem is, guys, every single person that's bought the XFL has thought that exact same thing. And every single person has gone bankrupt with their organization buying that. So anyway.
Even though he thinks he's going to be the one to change it.
Everyone does. But here's some advice from Dana White, who owns UFC and who has successfully created this fight island where everything is COVID-free. And he understands that right now people are craving live entertainment. So he thinks the purchase was a really good idea.
He bought this thing for $15 million. That's less than that's a beach house for him, okay? He's backed by a real company. These guys have like $4 billion in management capital.
And Dana White thinks he's going to be successful. He said he'd be willing to give The Rock as much advice as he would need. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're just throwing away, like, just give me $500,000 and, like, you can say the same thing.
Number one.
Just go bankrupt.
Could he buy an island, too, though? Have, like, an XFL island? Good. And if they're all over there?
Could he got billionaire like, partners, he could, for
something,
sure.
Something like that work out? We'll end this all with music. So we told you that the VMAs were going to air on August 30th, and they're going to have all of these live performances in different areas of the boroughs, whether there's going to be an audience or not. But the first three performers have been announced, so if you'd like to set your DVRs or make your plan, BTS, Doja Cat, and J Balvin. Those are the first three that they've announced, so you can get excited for a little live music in your face.
Cool.
I
have to restart this computer at some point. So we're going to have to talk for a long time in a little bit. So if you want to hear what a potential train wreck sounds like, if I were you, I wouldn't go anywhere because that's like the best thing.
Choo-choo.
Are they going to have dead air? Are they going to crash and burn? Find out next, B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And if you ever enjoyed live radio, God, you should have been witnessing the last 5 minutes. I had to restart the computer, record a song into the other computer, play that on the computer while I was restarting the computer. And literally, this thing just popped back up with like 4 seconds left to go.
And look at that. And the whole time you were calm and collected.
This is why I have my job here, because I'm the one that can do something like that. All right, guys, it is time for TBT. Throwback trivia, and this is where we give you three questions about a movie, a song, and a TV show, and then if you can get all three right, we'll sing you your very own old school song. All right, the phone number is 877 591 96.
96.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your question is about a movie.
Okay.
In the 2015 movie, Get Hard, Will Ferrell needs to prepare to do some hard time behind bars. So he hires this comedian to make sure he has what it takes. Problem is, this comedian's never been to jail.
Who is the comedian? Do you know who it is? 877-591-9696.
All right, we're going to give you that question and two others. But call us up now if you know that one. It's TBT, Throwback Trivia with Gabe and Nina, B96. Star, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to TBT. All right, here's your first question. You just heard it. In the 2015 movie Get Hard, Will Ferrell needs to prepare to do some hard time behind bars. So he hires this comedian to make sure he has what it takes. The problem is, this comedian's never been to jail.
Who is the comedian, Star?
Kevin Hart.
Good job.
Okay.
All right, question number two. This one's about a TV show, okay? I love this show, by the way. Rob and Big won our hearts by displaying their unique friendship. Rob, the skateboarder, and Big was the BFF / security guard. But do you remember what channel their show Rob and Big was on?
What channel was it, Star?
MTV?
Do you remember their dog, Meatball?
I love that damn show.
That little dog was the cutest thing.
Rest in peace to Big, though. He's no longer with us. All right, here's your last one, okay? Jay Kwan had everyone in the clubs going crazy in 2004 when this song came on. People would put their drink up and sing, everybody in the club getting... what?
Scream it, Star. Scream it.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
You're damn right they are.
There she is.
All right, here we go, Star. Hang on one second. Okay.
Here it comes.
Go, Star.
Uh-oh.
You old school. Hey! Go, Star. You so cool. Hey! Go, Star. You old school. Okay. Hey! What dance are you doing right now, Star?
I'm doing the WAP.
You're doing the WAP. You got to. Just don't hurt your hip, because if you're old school, you probably got hip problems, all right?
Oh, Star.
All right, have a good one, okay? Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Neither Alessia Cara or Ariana Grande. Neither one of them are Latina. I just want to put that out there real quick. But she's Italian, and she is a fan. This music is too slow. A fantastic singer.
Ariana or Alessia?
Both, but Alessia I was speaking of specifically. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. You know, I got a list here, Nina, of they interviewed a bunch of 50-year-olds.
Okay.
People that had just turned 50. And they asked them what were their biggest regrets in life. And so I have a list of the top 10.
Deep.
I know. From 50-year-olds.
Like, oh, my God.
The top 10 things that they regret the most. I'm going to tell you what that is. But the phone lines are open, and we wanted to ask you this one specific question. Let's say you could, I don't know, take a time machine and go back and see yourself when you were 18 years old. Like, just about to graduate high school. Senior year. I don't even want to say 18. Let's say senior year of high school. Ooh. You can go back and talk to yourself. But you can only tell yourself three words, okay? Three words, that's
so
it.
Hard.
It's all you get, all right? I would love to know what those three words would be that you would utter to your senior year high school self, okay? What are those three words? Think about it. And then the phone lines are open. I want you to call up and then tell me what those are. 877-591-9696 is the number. What three words would you tell your senior self?
Oh, my God. Do you know what yours are?
I do. And I'm going to mention that in just a second. But let me get to this list here.
Okay.
All right. They asked a bunch of 50-year-olds, what do they regret? Number 10, not being more spontaneous.
That's real. Sometimes you just got to do it and not overthink it.
Not being more spontaneous, I
oh
guess.
My God.
Number 9, not being more adventurous.
That's good.
It's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
It goes together.
Not being more adventurous. I mean, geez. Number 8, not traveling more. I think that doesn't pertain to like 20-year-olds now because, geez, I went to like 6 places last year. So I feel like I've traveled a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number 7 is not taking vacations. Enough vacations.
I mean, that kind of goes with the whole traveling thing a little bit, but
yeah, I think the difference there is that it's like I've had staycations where I get like vacations for my job, but then I just stay here and I didn't go anywhere and I regret those moments. So I could see that. Number 6, again, they interviewed a bunch of 50-year-olds, people that just turned 50, and these are their top 10 biggest regrets. Number 6, missing out on investment opportunities.
That's probably happened a million times
in
my
life. To make investment opportunities. So that's always something that's difficult.
And to know how. I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't know.
It says here, you didn't snag any Google stock when you had the chance?
Damn it!
That's number 6.
For Amazon?
Number 5, not saving more money.
Mm-hmm.
somebody told me when I was 20 years old, I'll never forget. I used to work with my dad at Kenny Cobb Brothers. And one of the managers there, shout out Tom and his whole family. He told me when I was like 20 years old, he's like, Gabe, he's like, if you save $25 a month, or a week, was it? One or the other. And he's like, by the time you're 30, blah, 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 you're going to have a whole bunch of money. Or by the time you're 40, you'd have this much money. And I would just be like, yeah, whatever.
So you didn't do it?
Here I am in my 30s, and I'm like, damn it. $25.
Financial literacy is so important.
Agreed. All right, so we got the rest of this list. All right, they asked a bunch of 50 people that just turned 50, what were their biggest regrets? I'm going to read you the last five when we come back. But the question we're asking you is, if you can go back and talk to your 18-year-old high school self, all right, what would be the three words that you would tell yourself? You see yourself, you're like, yo, blah, blah, blah.
Game changers.
That's tough. Only three words?
I know. I got a book.
All right. What would your three words be? 877-591-9696. We'll take your calls right after this song. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Sorry, Nina. What are the three words that you would tell your old school self? What would that be?
Just stop crying. Oh, my God. I cried about everything. Yeah. I couldn't control my emotions then. If you can think I can't control them now, imagine back then. Oh, my God. It was good. I cried. It was bad. I cried. I was nervous. I cried. Just stop crying.
All right. 877-591-9696. What are the three words you would tell your 18-year-old self if you can go back? And we're senior in high school. Chris in Portage. All right. What are your three words?
Don't do it.
Chris, well, what did you do?
Chris, how is your senior year high school self supposed to know what you're talking about?
Chris,
how are you going to say pardon your language
and then,
curse? Bro, this is when I get to yell at people. I love this. Please don't curse. Those are my three words that I want to tell you.
That, and then also you should have listened to yourself. Don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Chris, don't do it.
Nah, I appreciate it. We have to dump that.
Yeah.
Couldn't let the curse word play on the radio. Jeez, what a turkey. This is what I'll tell you. I appreciate one wise man, Jay Nice, as a matter of fact, told me, Gabe, if they curse on the radio, it means that they're comfortable with you.
Oh, that's true.
And then it's like, oh, so Chris, I get it. You think we're boys. You feel like you can curse. But when have you ever heard a curse word on the radio? Like, anyway, I don't want to get on my soapbox.
Well, let's do yours then.
First, let me go through the rest of these five. All right. Asked a bunch of 50-year-olds, what are their biggest life regrets? Number five, not saving more money.
Yeah.
That was what we talked about.
Right.
Number four is that they work too much.
You know what? That's probably true. When all my friends were out at parties, when all my friends were at different events, I was working.
I feel like I need to take that advice right now at this job specifically. I work too much.
Yeah.
Number three, they regret not trying to land that dream job. Ooh.
Yeah.
But what if you tried to, you didn't get it, and then you'd be broke?
But then at least you tried, though, because I think if you don't at least try, you're going to always be like, what if?
Yeah. Number two, not accomplishing more. Oh, that's mean. Be proud of your life, you 50-year-olds.
Hard on themselves.
And then the number one biggest regret that when they asked people that just turned 50, the number one regret was quitting school. Quitting school.
Just finished.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what mine is when we come back, but then we're going to take these calls. Michael, Alex, Brianna, Jenna, and everybody else, we'll take your calls when we come back. Right? Three words that you could tell your senior year high school self. Three words. Jeez, I would want to like just kill that person and then take over their life. Just do it all over again.
Here we go. Here's the manual. Do it this way.
I have too many. I can't come up with just three, so I'm struggling. I got a bunch written down right now, but let's take your calls first. Michael and Dyer, what would your three words be that you would tell to your senior year self?
Stay in school, brother.
Stay in school.
Yeah, as we were just talking about.
I have four written down. One of them is finish college first. Because I went to college, took a big long break, and then I wish I would have just finished college first and did the rest of it. That's what I told my brother to do. I was like, dude, just get it out the way.
Yeah.
And then that way you could be 22 with a bachelor's degree and just like can blow all your money and relax. Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it, though. Alex in the West Loop, three words you're going to tell your senior yourself. What is it?
See, I was going to say save more money. Then you guys kept saying that. Now I'm like, less credit cards.
Oh, my God.
Less credit cards.
Alex, if somebody just would have told me that when I got my first credit card, my life would have been so different.
Or it could have been pay your...
Same.
Pay
I've your, been paying them off for like the last 7 years.
Same.
It could have been pay your balance or below your means.
But yeah, any of those.
Yeah, like use more worse. Less credit or yeah, something.
I appreciate that. That's a good one.
Financial literacy again. Oh, Brianna in Palos Hills. I love this one. What's yours?
Love yourself more.
Ah, what does that mean? Tell me more about that.
You know, just make sure that you're taking care of yourself and don't put yourself down because you accomplish so much more in the future.
Look at that, Brianna.
Exclamation point, Brianna. And I think that that still holds true for a lot of people today, yeah. Myself included.
Thanks for the call, Brianna. Jenna in Yorkville, you agree with Michael. You say finish college first, right?
Yes, that's what I said.
So did you get
college first.
Did you get a chance to finish it? Or are you in the process?
I did.
Good.
Good for you.
Now I'm a working nurse. But I didn't graduate college until I was 25 because I was too busy having fun when I was younger. And I just think that my life would have been a lot easier if I didn't have to work so hard between 22 and 25.
Yeah. I think, you know what, the good thing, though, first of all, I want to commend you for finishing. I tell people all the time, I didn't graduate college until I was like 27. So I tell people, I'm like, hey, it doesn't matter when you do it, just as long as you do eventually. Yeah. Eventually, like, you can go a little bit at a time and do it that way. So, but I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for that.
I just saw a story about like a 92-year-old man that just finished college. So it's really never too late.
Ever. Ryan, all right, three words you tell your senior year high school self. What is it?
Just stop yourself.
You guys and these self-control issues back then, huh, Ryan?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I made a lot of mistakes, whatever, that I definitely would go back and tell myself to not do.
Ryan, I remember it was my junior year at Lane Tech, and I got locked up. It was the dumbest thing ever. I got locked up, and my parents kicked me off the basketball team. They kicked me off the football team, and that, like, stood on my record forever. Well, I got it finally taken care of, but I think about those moments when you're in high school and you're making these bad mistakes, and sometimes you just don't know. You just do it, but that's a good one. Just stop yourself. Money's not worth it. That's what you should say. But I hope everything's going good for you now, Ryan. Thanks for that.
Self-control.
All right, so mine.
What do you got?
Mine is I had finished college first because I did drag butt on that.
Yeah.
I have money isn't everything.
Okay, that's true too.
That was a very good one. I have don't do radio.
you still talk about that often.
So often. And then the last one was become a pharmacist, which is what I should have done.
Okay.
Yeah, I think about that often.
Never too late. What were we just saying? To go back to school to do it?
I got a baby. I got the time. All right. When we come back, we got another three words for you. Wake up wars. All right, and we'll get our contestants next. Right here on B96. Jason Derulo, Josh 685 is called Savage Love. Right here on Chicago's new hit music, B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time to get our contestant for Wake Up Wars. So, fellas and ladies, if you want to play, the phone number is 877-591-9696.
Yes, ladies, today's a big day. The fellas won the first 2 days of the week. We need to break this streak. 877-591-9696. Come play Wake Up Wars next on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is time for the baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and a baby update, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. Today I got kicked out of my Flat Earth Facebook group.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if the 6 feet apart social distancing guidelines was pushing anyone over the edge.
That's funny.
Is this pushing anybody over the edge, this whole thing of our Flat Earth? No? The baby daddy check-in is just this. So my daughter has taken on the role of the Joker.
What do you mean?
You know, babies cut them, like they scratch themselves. So she has this scratch, like literally that extends from the corner of her right lip out to like 3 inches.
Oh, sweet.
And I look at her and I go,
no.
I go, Whitney, why so serious?
She's like,
So needless to say, I had to cut her fingernails last night because they were getting long. But it's just so funny. You're looking at her and you feel bad. Like, you want to feel bad like you're a bad parent.
Right.
But then, you know, you're old enough to realize, like, kids just do that. They scratch themselves. That's why they have little baby hand gloves.
Yeah.
They have all these things. And I was thinking, maybe if I put hot sauce on her fingernails, then she won't not.
Nah, she'll cry about another reason at that point.
Can't do nothing.
Does
like
she
that.
Stay still when you cut her nails?
I mean, it's a baby. She's fidgety just in general. So, no, the answer to that is no.
Got it.
All right, second dad joke. So, last night, Nicole was like, babe, undress me with your words.
Ooh.
And I was like, there's a spider in your bra.
real fast, too. Oh, my God.
It's like bingo, bango. Bada bing, bada boom.
Try that later.
Baby daddy check in. And don't forget, Wake Up Wars is up next, all right?
Waking up is already a battle. But now, it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
It is time for Wake Up Wars right here on B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and representing for all the guys today, we have John in Westmont. What's up, John?
Not much. Just heading to work.
We also have Nicole in Rogers Park ready to represent for the ladies. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Hey.
You're so cute.
That's the first letter of the alphabet, correct? But that's not one of the questions on Wake Up Wars. John, the most important question that we're going to ask is who goes first today? You get to decide that because the fellas won yesterday.
We'll let the ladies go.
All right, John, hang on 1 second, okay?
All right.
You're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and then the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win. Here is your first female-centered question. When putting hair up, we're trying to hold a few strands in place. These small metal or plastic double-pronged accessories are the go-to. And most women have a couple laying at the bottom of their purse. What are they called?
A brat?
It's okay. You'll hear it and you'll be like, ah! Second question. Here we go. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Good job, Nicole. And here's the Chicagoland question. The state has a statutory speed limit on urban streets. According to Deputy Commissioner, as long as the speed limit is this, you don't have to post a sign. What is the state urban speed limit?
30.
Okay, Nicole, great job.
Hang on 1 second, Nicole. Awesome job. John.
Yes.
All right, so Nicole got 2 questions correct today. Okay, so you got some work cut out for you. Your first female-centered question, John, when putting hair up or trying to hold a few strands in place, these small metal or plastic double-pronged accessories are the go-to, and most women have a couple of them laying at the bottom of their purse. What are they called?
Belly pins.
Good job, John.
Question number 2, your male-centered question, John. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
And question number 3, for the victory, the state of Illinois has a statutory speed limit on urban streets. According to Deputy Commissioner, as long as the speed limit is this, you don't have to post a sign. What is the state's urban speed limit?
35.
So close, John. Hang on 1 second, okay?
All right.
Nicole, John also got 2 questions correct, which means we've made it to the tiebreaker tune. We still have a chance. I'm going to tell you the name of a song, and you just have to tell us how long it is, okay?
How long the song is?
Yeah, once I tell you what it is. And the song is Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. The sweet song, Just the Way You Are, Nicole. How long is that song?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. John in Westmont, we made it to the tiebreaker tune. So I'm going to tell you the name of a song. You tell me how long it is. Whoever gets the closest wins, okay?
Sounds good.
Your song is by Bruno Mars, and it's called Just the Way You Are. Just the way you are. How long is that song, John?
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Correct answer, Nina.
According to Wikipedia, the song is 3 minutes and 41 seconds.
No!
Good job, John.
Congratulations, John.
Nice.
I heard John. It's unfair. That's John's favorite song at karaoke.
Aww.
That's what I heard. Hey, John. John, where are you on your way to right now?
Heading to work at. I work on cars.
Oh. What's the most expensive job you've ever done?
Transmissions.
How much is it?
$2,000 to $3,000
easily. Oh, my gosh.
So basically, you're putting a car inside of a car. Got it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Nicole, where are you headed right now?
We're driving right now, so I parked up on Columbus Drive in downtown.
Yes, you're right by our job. You happen to stop by Duncan.
Yeah, right.
Make sure you bring a couple of this.
Honk the horn.
Hey, the answers to the questions quickly. Number one, the metal piece, the metal accessory is a bobby pin.
Bobby pin. I knew it.
It's okay. You guys both got this one correct. You're going to call the Ghostbusters.
And then question number three, I never knew this, but that the state has a speed limit of 30 miles per hour. John, 30.
I'm an Uber driver.
She has the advantage there.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much for listening to us on your way to work. We appreciate you guys choosing us, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is currently... Oh, look, it just jumped up. 62 degrees right now.
Ooh.
They said it was 52 a second ago. Or 59, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Chilly start.
I, like, saw the 5 in front of it, and I almost had a heart attack. I was like, hey, what? I see the sun. What's
what
going on?
What day is it?
Stop making me have a hoodie on. It is Wednesday. Hump day. Nina, don't forget, lie detectors is at 8 o'clock, too. We got a man on who is trying to see if his woman is cheating on him. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. But first, we want to talk to you guys about your work. You're going into your job right now. Nina, how many jobs have you had in your life?
In my life? Hmm? Like, oh God.
Like more or less, just a guesstimate.
More or less, probably like 8.
8 jobs. Have you ever quit your job in less than a year? Like, have you ever had a job for less than a year?
The only job I had left for less than a year was my nanny job. I did that for like 8 months or something like that.
Okay.
So that one.
Did you quit or did they fire you or what happened?
No, I ended up having to quit. I wasn't able to do it anymore because school started up again and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
It was like amicable though. Oh, little Chloe, she was the cutest. We stayed in touch.
It begs the question, and I wanted to ask you guys this. Like, have you ever had a job for less than a year? And the reason I'm asking is because tomorrow we're going to have a woman on the show who, in the middle of the quarantine, she wants to quit her job. And she has a very specific issue regarding her things that are at her job that are still there. All right. So we're going to talk to her tomorrow and find out why she wants to quit her job that she hasn't even had for a year. But I wanted to ask you guys that. Have you ever had a job for less than a year? I know a lot of people have, but I want to know what it was and why was it only for a year? Because, 877-591-9696 is the number. What job did you have for less than a year? And the reason I ask is because I just remember talking to my brother and being like, hey, man, you know, you want to stay at the job for a year because it looks good on your resume.
Yeah.
And if you leave a job like under a year, then when you go to your next job and they're like, well, why were you only here for less than a year? And then it could bring up some red flags.
Like, it needs to be a good reason. Have you ever done that?
You know, H&R Block was for a year. B96 has been 12 years in August this month, actually. It'd be 12 years that I've been here. Before that, I was at Tamayo Financial for 5. I worked with my dad for like 5 years. So I've never had a job for less than a year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I worked at Lady Foot Locker. I worked there for over a year. I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I think I'd always in the back of my head, I feel like I'm very big on commitment. So, like, I've had my same checking account since I was 18. I've had my same phone number. So, I don't, like, change a lot.
Yeah.
So, I marvel at the people that get jobs and change over, like, every so often.
And if you're doing that, why, though?
Exactly. So, you're in your car right now. You're probably going to a job that you've had for quite some time. But then there was that one job that you didn't keep and you had it for less than a year. All right. So, what was that? 877-591-9696. Oh, some people are calling up right now.
Already.
Lines are open. Call us up right now. Something's wrong with the computer.
Here
Sorry.
We go again.
Shouldn't have said that out loud. All right, 877-591-9696. What job did you have for less than a year? The Weeknd used to have a job, and then he quit because the lights were blinding him.
Gotta go.
So we're asking you guys, all right? 877-591-9696. Have you ever had a job for less than a year? All right, we're going to be talking to a woman tomorrow who wants to quit her job. She's dealing with a couple of issues. We'll talk to her and find out why. But first, we're going to take your calls. Alex in Mount Prospect.
Yes.
So it wasn't just one job. It was two jobs.
877-5. Yes, correct.
All right, do me a favor. Turn down your radio so that you can't hear yourself because we need to talk to you, all right? What was the first job that you quit in under a year?
Oh, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Was there a reason or you just, like, got another one?
I just found another one.
All right, Alex, you got to turn off your radio, bro.
He's
you
like, can't, I really want to hear myself.
You can't talk and listen to yourself. It's just not going to work that way. You got to turn off your radio,
you're
all right?
You're going to be on the radio less than a minute,
all right,
Alex.
So what was the second job, Alex?
Second job, Chipotle.
Okay. Why did you quit both of them in less than a year? You found something better? They kept on charging you for guac when you were at home?
I found, some, something better, better pay, and I honestly got tired of the fast food industry.
Yeah. Would you say, so my guess my question to you is, if you quit the first one at McDonald's, then why go back to Chipotle?
He wanted the guac.
I can't have you playing the radio back to me. It's making me upset, and I don't want to be mean to you.
Have a great day, Alex.
There you go. That's why we have Nina to balance me out.
Oh, Karina in Schaumburg. So you have three jobs. So you leveled up. Three jobs that you quit in less than a year.
I did. You know, I'm 51, and when I was younger, I was committed. I was a single mom, raised my kids. Like, I had, I think, more different motivation, and I wanted to build my career. Not then I got married at 42, had another child. So I feel like my values changed, and because I was in leadership, I felt like no matter what type of other job I got, I wasn't leading, or my values just changed, or I was more particular. I didn't like get along with the people. I was just more picky. And so I think it's because of the age for me. It was a different age gap now that I'm still looking. So I feel like my values change as my age grew. Yeah. I had less patience, unfortunately. So I just didn't feel like I just don't need this. This isn't my...
Karina, let me ask you this. Were you ever worried about your resume? Because I think about, you know, if you don't stay at a job for a year, then people tend to question that, right? Were you ever concerned about that?
Totally my resume. And also the jobs that I was looking for were completely different. I've been a recruiter, a corporate recruiter, so it was more like I felt like I was shortchanging myself too in the jobs that I took, because then you look at my resume, you're like, okay, and there was always a question. There was always like, why? You know, you've done all of this.
And then you just say, Karina, it's not you. It's me.
It's not you. It's the job.
And then you move on to the next one.
Thanks
it's
for
not
the
you.
Call.
It's me.
I feel like in those kinds of situations, right, it's like, I don't know, like I remember my brother, he used to work at Enterprise, like a freight or whatever, so it wasn't like the actual rental cars, but the trucks that they rented out, and he'd be like, yo, I'm out, Gabe, I'm out of here, I can't do this. And I'd be like, broski, you just graduated from college, stay there for a year, so that way, I mean, Enterprise is a huge company, people will see that and they'll respect that, but I felt like you needed to stay there for a year first.
Right. I mean, I heard that too, and that's what my parents always told me, but then I saw a lot of people that I knew that just was, this isn't fun, I don't like it.
Happens
on
a
to
lot.
The next one.
All right, 877-591-9696. Call us up right now. Did you ever have a job for less than 1 year? Diana in Irving Park. All right, what was the job?
So I always wanted to work in a cruise ship. That was my dream job. So during the, like, you know, college, I was having these jobs for like a year exactly because of the semester and the schedule and all that stuff.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, I'm almost graduating and I work for Heineken 6 months. And then I got a job in the Pacific for... as a sales manager, and then I'm like, well, this is great. This is that, you know, updating my, you know, my positions. And then 3 months in the job, which is like amazing job because I just had to bring the agencies to like take them on cruises and all that stuff. Then I get a call from the cruise ship and I'm like, oh crap, now I have to quit because now my dream job is, you know,
to be on the cruise ship.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's actually a great reason, Diana. Oh, I had this great job for less than a year because my dream job opened up. Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think if you're leaving.
No.
I marvel at the people that quit before they get another job, too. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm out of here. F this job. And then you're like, oh, wait, damn, I don't have a check coming in.
Sometimes, honestly, I kind of envy that because you're just like risking it all and knowing that you're going to catch yourself somehow and get another one. Like, I personally can't. It gives me anxiety to think about, but I envy the people that can because you're just,
of course,
you're out here. You're living.
I think that the way my bank account is set up, I can't quit a job without having another one. All right, thanks for the call, Diana. All right, the phone number again is 877-591-9696. Tomorrow, we're going to have a woman on the show who is ready to quit her job. It hasn't even been a year yet, so we're going to find out why she's quitting and what kind of hurdle she's dealing with. But we'd love to hear from you. All right. Have you ever quit a job that you were at for less than 1 year? What was it? Why'd you do it? We'll take your calls next. All right. 877-591-9696. All right. We got Matt and Niles. So what was the job that you had for less than a year? What was it?
So actually, funny enough, I had two. My first one was I worked at Noodles & Company. I was a saute cook for a little less than a year, like 8 months.
How much weight did you gain while you were working there for the 8 months?
Nah, it was how much weight did I lose. Ooh. That was the only job that ever kept me in shape. Busted my chops for so long.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Saute and noodles really does it for you. This is a new workout routine I'm in.
Yeah, the free food was what was up, though. Get, like, free garlic bread and everything after every shift. That was what was up.
Dude, butter
but
noodles.
My other job, Oh, the butter noodles are fire too.
All right, wait. First of all, why'd you quit Noodles and Company? Just too much work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just graduated high school. I was not trying to be grinding that much.
Of course. Now, what was the second job? Where was it at?
It was actually at Ignite Gaming Lounge. They had two locations. I worked security at the Skokie location over at Oakton and Skokie Boulevard.
And let me guess, you got into a fight with an 8-year-old and then you got fired, right?
No, actually it was they had changed their age limit. So they had only let people after 9 p.m., only people 21 and over were allowed in because it was also a bar.
Sure.
So when I was working security, they had lost a lot of business, obviously, because a lot of younger kids go there. So when the younger kids stopped coming in, a lot of the money stopped pouring in, and then they let all of security go. I was only there for about 5 months.
Wow, you need more security for the kids than you do for the 21 and over? That surprises me.
Imagine how many mental breakdowns happen when they lose a game. I lost again! Thanks for the call, Pat. I appreciate it.
Sounds good, really guys.
Yeah,
you
thank
too.
You. So again, we're going to have this woman on tomorrow who's going to, she wants to quit her job. She's been there less than a year. She's going to tell us why. And then she's dealing with a particular dilemma surrounding her quitting. But I thought about this, Nina, about my jobs.
Yeah.
I actually had a few that I didn't work for a year. One of them, my first job ever, I was passing out flyers here in downtown Chicago for my mom's friend. He owned a jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
So he would pick me up, drop me off on some corner in downtown Chicago, and then I'd have to pass out flyers as like a 16-year-old kid to people. So what I would do is, I hope he's not listening, Charlie. What I would do is I would take this like stack of 1,000 flyers, mm-hmm. throw them in the garbage, and then just go walk around downtown Chicago with like the $5 that my mom gave me to go buy lunch or something like that.
So no flyers.
And then Charlie would be like, Gabe, where are all the people at? I'm like, I don't know. I can't make the people come into your store.
Give them all out.
Needless to say, that job didn't last long.
Oh, shoot.
I had another job. This is probably like when I was like 13. There was a corner store right on the corner of Augusta and Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have this video game in there. And the buddy would tell me, hey, if you sweep, because I didn't have any money, he'd be like, if you sweep up, I'll give you some quarters to play the video games. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Cool.
So that was my first job. And then I swept up the place first day. Didn't think anything of it. He didn't give me the money. Went the next day, swept up everything. And I was like, bro, where are my quarters at?
I'm just trying to play a game.
And he's like, I never told you I was going to give you quarters.
I quit.
Two days. And then the last one, I used to work at UPS.
You did?
I worked at UPS. So I went to SIU in Carbondale for like a year. And then I had to come back home. Didn't have enough money to finish college. And so I still had a balance at SIU. Mm-hmm. So when I came back to Chicago, I had to work two jobs. I would work UPS overnight. And then I would go work with my dad during the day so I can build up enough money to pay off my student debt or whatever. So once I paid, but let me tell you something. Once my balance was done, it was like, it took like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am out of here. I'm tired of these brown boxes and these brown
things. Bye. So
it's like, I'm gone. But
served its purpose.
Exactly. And then after that, I just stood on my own. Let's take one last call before we get out of here. All right, Michelle and Aurora. Now, you did something that no one has done, and that's quit in one day. What kind of job was it?
It was a serving job.
But why did you quit? Was it that bad of a day?
Well, I just had my daughter, and I lost my job previous that I had had before. And so this was my first job back after I had my daughter, and they decided to tell me I had served for many years before. And the girl that was training me proceeded to tell me that I was stupid in front of a table. And I sat there on my break.
Don't curse.
And I was like,
don't
you know
curse.
What?
Don't curse. Don't curse.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I said, can I go on my break? And I said, I'm out the door. And I just left. I didn't tell him any reason.
Of course.
And I said, I will never go back.
This is all they heard.
What'd you say to me? And then you're out.
Thanks for the call. That's intense. I could never. Did you do something like that?
No, I was called stupid on the job. And how long did I stay? 2 more years. So
not by me though.
Not you. Another host that I was with. So I stayed.
All right, guys. So tomorrow on the show again, she's gonna quit. She's only been there for less than a year, but we're gonna find out why. And you can too. Make sure you're here 7:30 Thursday morning with us, Gabe and Nina, right here on B96.
When we come back.
All right, it is Wednesday, so just after 8 o'clock is going to be time for lie detectors. Not only did this woman go back to work from the quarantine, she's also going back to the gym, and he has an issue with the trainer.
Because you know we say, whether a girl or a guy, we will detect the lie. That's coming up at 8 o'clock with Gabe and Nina on B96.
He's Detective Gabe.
She's Detective Nina.
Yes, she is.
Together, they are the Lie Detectors on B96.
And together, we also are Gabe and Nina.
Yep.
On B96. And this is when we do Lie Detectors. Like Nina said earlier, whether a girl or a guy, we will detect a lie. It's like a unique skill set we have, catching people up.
We've been blessed.
So this week is a little something different. I feel bad for my buddy. I'm going to call him Charlie.
Okay.
I don't want to say his name. But he actually reached out to us via email. We get a lot of these. And usually what happens is you guys hit us up via email or on Instagram, social media, whatever, at Nina on the Air, at Chicago underscore Gabe. And then, you know, we get a bunch and we always try to figure out like which one works. And then a lot of times we have to like email you back, set everything up. And then sometimes like the lies don't like, they don't pan out or they just end up bad. So we can't play them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But in this particular one, he reached out to me and I felt like it was important to read you guys this email that he sent out. And it says, "Hey guys, love your show. Specifically, I love the segment Lie Detectors. Hearing people fumble their words when faced with a lie they're telling is just hilarious and amazing. However, not the case when you are the person being lied to."
Oh, Charlie.
"That's why I'm emailing you, because I want to find out if my girl is doing just that. My girl Courtney and I..." Should I have said her name?
Well, we did.
Too bad. "My girl Courtney and I have been working from home for a few months now, but about 3 weeks ago, she went back to work. I was happy for her at first. That is until she started going to the gym before work. I was happy for her at first, but then she kept bringing up a trainer at the gym that she ends up working out with. I've seen the guy before at the gym. He was always looking at my girl and never, ever nice to me. Now that she's going before work, I'm not there, and it's really starting to stress me out. When I jokingly brought it up to her, she was extremely dismissive. I guess I wanted her to deny it profusely, but instead I got the, 'Are you serious? Nothing's happening. We're just working out together.' I don't know about you, but this does not sit well with me at all. I have a feeling, but I don't know how to get the truth out of her. Do you think you and Nina can come up with something to find out?" So I emailed them back and I was like, "Yeah, dude, sure, no problem. Let's get you on the show. You know, let's do this thing on Wednesday." And then he responded back to me and I wanted to read this to you. It says, "Hey, Gabe, thanks for reaching back out. I love your show and would love to be on in any other circumstance, but this is just too embarrassing. If I found out she was cheating, I don't think I'd control myself on the radio. So I'd prefer to sit back and listen as opposed to being an active participant. I still
okay,
hope you can help out because this is really starting to affect me emotionally. I can't stand the thought of losing her, especially not to that guy. Let me know if this is still something you can do." So I reached back out to him. I talked to him. I said, "Listen, man, you sound like you're just desperate,
He's
bro.
He's so sad.
I know. I felt bad. But I told him, I said, 'Hey, I'm going to read your email on the air. I hope that way, you know what I'm saying, we can kind of get to the end of it.' So first and foremost, how do you feel about this situation, Nina?"
I think that I understand being in quarantine and your mind can start to like spiral and you're all nervous because your girl's out and you're not. But like, it might be nothing. Especially if she's not even fazed by it.
I guess no one's ever going to admit and be like, "Oh my God, I'm so fazed by this." But I think the thing is, why are you working out with this guy? You go to the gym to work out and then all of a sudden you got a gym buddy that's a trainer that I already feel a certain type of way about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the feeling is a certain type of way about it. But how many trainers have you worked out with that you don't hook up with? A lot.
Zero. Who goes to the gym and works out with a trainer?
Me? A lot of people.
You know, no. You bought the trainer.
Right.
She didn't buy the trainer. She's going early and she's just working out with the guy.
Maybe it's just slow. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here, but let's find out for sure.
All right. So when we come back, Nina and I concocted a bit of an idea so that way we can maybe potentially get the truth out of Courtney. And we'll do that in just 3 minutes. All right, guys. Lie Detectors, part two on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning and we're back. All right. It's time to make that phone call, and hopefully I can get my best friend voice on. Let's see what we can do here.
Hello?
Hey, is this Courtney?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Courtney, what's up? My name is Michael, man. I'm actually Alex's best friend from the gym.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hey, I know. Random. Tell me about it. Alex and I, we've been like chopping it up at the gym every day. And it just, he seems to be always talking about you specifically. And he's going to kill me for doing this. I know he is. But we were at the gym. I kind of sort of grabbed your information because he's like, listen, man, he's afraid to ask you out.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I know. Listen. I know it's crazy. I got your number. My bad. But listen, it's like if he doesn't do it, I keep telling the man, you know, he talks about you every day. Talks about always seeing you, and but he's just afraid to do it. He said he doesn't want to be picking up girls at the gym. And so I figured I would go out on a limb just to be like, hey, maybe next time you go in, you can, like, maybe chat him up a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's flattering, but he knows I have a man. So, like,
oh, you got a man?
Cool guy. Yeah, I mean, he's a cool guy and everything. He's nice, but
this
is crazy.
He did not even tell me that. My bad. I just, the way he spoke about you was if that, like you guys had something going.
Yeah, working out to get my body tight. That's about it.
Courtney, man, that's so crazy because I was like telling him, I'm like, man, you should ask her on a date, take her out to dinner. You know, if he really was feeling the vibe with you the way that he was, I mean, you don't think there's like any chance maybe you could just give him a shot, just like something?
Look, I'll be honest, nice guy is flattering, but I'm good, babe. I really am.
Oh, look at that. You just got the best compliment ever, Courtney.
What? Hello?
Yeah, okay. Courtney.
Sorry, Courtney.
My bad, Courtney. Listen, this is actually, we are Gabe and Nina from the morning show on B96. So
hi.
No Jim. I know. First of all, I'm glad you're happy right now. So actually, the boyfriend that you love and speak so highly of, he actually asked us to call you. We're trying to catch you up in a lie. He's just been like over the top about this whole situation. I guess you're back to work now or something like that?
Yes, we've been at home, you know, the quarantine's been going down, but I just got back to work and I'm trying to get my body together. But he put you up to this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He did. He sent the email in. He said he was too
embarrassed. I'm going to kill him. Well, I'm going to get him.
What was funny was that he was like, listen, I don't want to, because usually we have the people on the radio right now. And he was just so scared that this was going to end bad. He didn't want to get embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So he was like, can you do this? I'm going to be listening. So he's actually listening right now. Hey, what's up? How are you?
She passed the test. It's okay. You guys are going to be fine.
She's not a ratchet thought like you thought. She's actually
a good girl. What did he think?
It's like, you know what it is, though, sometimes? I mean, because he said that he's still at home, right?
He is. He's still at home, but I just went back to work.
Yeah. You got to understand, Courtney, it's difficult right now, right? I mean, he's at home all day, probably bored out of his mind. And here you are, air quotes, living your life, going to work and going to the gym. And he's just a little bit out of whack in regards to that.
Yeah.
Yes. I love him, but come on now. He knows I'm not going to cheat on him. He's everything I ever wanted.
He made a reference in the email about just like lack of attention. So I guess I would say this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on blast. But I guess I would say this. Maybe this week, maybe just give him a little extra after you yell at him for trying to catch you up in a lie.
Yeah, you got to pull some kind of prank on him and then, lay it on.
Yeah, he's got it coming. But I got a lot of love to give him, but I still cannot believe he put you up to this.
Well, I know. You sound like an extremely sweet person. I'm actually glad that nothing's happening in this situation.
Nobody's mad today. That's wonderful.
Yes, thank you. I'll try, but... Yeah, I love them. Thank you guys for calling, though. I really love your show.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Have a good one, okay? Okay.
That ended a lot better than anything has ever ended here.
I'm sorry. Just at the very end, she was just like, I love your show.
Yeah?
You don't think she knew who we were, do you? Or like knew my voice, did you?
Oh, like knew it was you the whole time? Would she really think that her man would do that?
I mean, she said love the show, and I was just like, wait, what? Like, it threw me off guard, like, at the very end.
Well, we introduced ourselves, unless somebody gave her a heads up. There's no way.
But I'm saying, like, maybe she recognized my voice. If you love the show.
Maybe. But wouldn't she have been like, Gabe, can we just let
unless it be? Unless she was trying not to get caught up. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I feel like she would have said something. No way. Can't they just be happy? I'm surprised she wasn't more mad at her man for trying to set her up.
That's what I'm surprised about. That's my point. That's what I'm thinking about right now. I said it in the middle. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're so happy about this.
I know.
Because wouldn't you normally be mad? Wouldn't you be upset? Wouldn't you have some sort of animosity?
Right, because you got set up. Because what? You don't trust me? But then it ended happy. Maybe she's just a happy person.
Guys.
Maybe she's just happy and makes friends everywhere she goes.
Is she lying?
Oh, my God.
Is she lying?
Want to put somebody else with a new voice and call her back?
Am I crazy? Did I hear that at the end when she says, I love your show?
Did she know she was getting set up? I don't know.
877-591-9696. What do you think? I think she was lying.
No
you love
way.
The show?
No
call
way.
Us now. Tell me. Okay, well, I guess I was wrong. She called back. She's like, don't be starting no stuff. And I said, okay, sorry.
I just want to be happy now.
Take any calls. I apologize for anybody that called in right now.
Courtney's not having it. She says, stop trying to create drama.
She's not cheating. She's not having it. They're going to be okay.
She also said she loves the show.
What a nice Courtney. Thank you.
Or a cheating Courtney.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
Whatever.
Are you looking for a way to make a little extra money? I mean, really, who isn't at this point? But there's a company that wants to pay couples to embark in a little teamwork. Gabe and Nina on B96. This is hilarious, Gabe. Maybe you and Nicole want to look into it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, it's a mattress company called Sleep Standards. And what their plan is they want to pay couples $3,000 each.
In
money.
I'm in.
Oh, that was easy. Okay, all you have to do is test out each mattress they send you. You got to, like, do it on the mattress.
Yeah.
And then you got to grade the mattress. And at the end of it, it's going to be a whole bunch of different mattresses. And then at the end, you even get to pick which one is your favorite and keep that one mattress.
Well, I hope they don't give the mattresses to other people.
I know. What are they doing with the rest of the mattresses? That's the funny part. Like, who wants that?
I call dibs on first.
Oh my God.
I go first? And then you can give them to other people to test and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you right now, the worst mattress to have hookup time on is a memory foam mattress.
Why? You think that's worse than a waterbed?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Oh. The reason why, because here, this is not TMI Tuesday, but it's like, whoa, what did you say Wednesday? And what it is on a memory foam mattress, right, when the butt is in the bed, it's like it stays there, and it's like down in the bed in the memory foam.
Uh-huh.
So whereas on a regular bed, there's springs, and it bounces back. And with a memory foam mattress, it doesn't bounce back. You got to put a pillow underneath the butt to lift
what'd
it up.
What'd you say? That's funny.
Way too much information on Wednesday.
Getting all of those things.
I'm just saying, I have a memory foam mattress and I hate it.
Oh, really? I don't know the mine's memory foam. It's a hybrid of a Tempur-Pedic and a memory foam, but it's not like so sinky.
Yeah, I'm always like, do you want to go downstairs to the living room and watch TV? Air quotes. I'm like, you want to watch TV?
That's the code.
I'm trying to think, but $3,000? Who wouldn't do that?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
What's the website?
The company is called Sleep Standard, so you can just find their website. Sleep Standard.
Guys, if you want, I'll do the endorsement for free. Just send it over here. Give me the $3,000.
You need to apply by September 15th.
Do I have to do a video?
I don't know.
I just kind of...
Oh, great. That's like one of those whatever audition couches. This is what it would look like if we tried out your mattress.
I'll start jumping up and down on the memory foam and be like, this sucks. I can help you out. I can do this.
$3,000. Here it comes.
Something to think about. A bed is key. Okay. Now I'm turning red and I'm getting hot. I'm like, why are you talking about your sex life on the radio?
Because it's funny.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but gosh, this whole like pandemic coronavirus thing got me bored AF. Like on a different level of bored. Like, and the thing is, like, you can complain about it, but everyone feels the same way, Nina. That's how I feel right now. Like, everyone is bored. And so I try not my hardest. I never complain about being bored. My girl definitely is a huge proponent. She's like, babe, I'm bored. We need to be doing something. Let's go drive somewhere. Let's go do something. And I try to tell her, I'm like, yo, listen, everybody is bored. Nina, people are even bored of the food that they're eating.
Oh, I know. That's how you keep it interesting.
What's the number one food you think people are tired of, according to USA Today?
Pizza.
Chicken.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so true.
People are tired of chicken. They're like, if I got to eat another chicken breast.
Well, you try to come up with different recipes every time, right? You've got grilled chicken, you've got fried chicken, you've got your sauteed chicken, you've got all the different sauces. But then if you have one more bite of chicken, actually, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I had a chicken tinga taco yesterday, and I was like, I'm so sick of chicken. I think I need to be a vegetarian for a little while.
See?
That's funny.
You're just like everybody else. 53% of Americans said they're bored of chicken.
Yeah. Concur.
During this pandemic. And I think that's ridiculous. They also said that, I don't know. What are you doing right now, Nina, because you're bored?
I don't know. I keep trying to get myself into different things and find hobbies. I'm like, what am I going to do? You already know about this and you called me out on it, Gabe. But I bought a chess board because I want to learn how to play chess. So I've been doing research and doing that on my own, even though I have nobody to play with. Also, I looked into buying...
I'm so bored, I have nobody to...
And then I looked into buying golf clubs because I could go play golf by myself, too.
What if you went into the lobby of your building, because you live in an apartment building.
Right.
And then you just pulled out the chessboard and sat in the lobby with gloves and a mask on, and then a sign that says, do you want to play with me?
That's so so sad. You know what? Actually, though, there's plenty of people I know in my building that would play with me, especially like the people that work there. Like, we're friends. I talk to them all the time.
Funny.
Shout out, Roberto. You're the best.
Roberto, learn how to play chess. She's waiting for you.
Oh, my God. Please, can you do that?
What are you guys doing? You listening in your car right now. You can't tell me that your life is just so exciting right now. You can't. You can't possibly. It's August 5th. We've been in this state for like 4 months. You cannot tell me that you're having the great. Matter of fact, you can if you want to.
Oh, my God. All if right. you are, what are you doing?
The phone number is 877-591-9696. Okay, cool. If you're not bored, I want to know what you're doing. But I want to know. I really do specifically want to talk to the people that are bored just like me. Because I really genuinely want to know, like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing in your house? I've watched like every, I've picked up a whole sport. I love soccer now. Like, I can't think of anything else to do. I'm so bored.
He bought shirts of all of his favorite teams in soccer. He really committed to soccer.
It's like the stupidest thing ever, but you're bored too. And I'm just curious, like, what are you doing? Like, what the hell are you doing at home?
877-591-9696. What are you doing? Or is it really cool? We want to hear about it next.
Gabe and Nina, B96. Okay, listen, I'm telling you right now, you are not the only person that is bored out here. We are bored too. And I'm going to tell you, according to this USA Today article that I found, Nina, people are doing one thing to stop themselves from being bored. One thing in particular, and I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But first, Jenny and OL Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny, what are you doing to stop being bored?
We are taking advantage of all the great Groupon deals and doing kayaking, horseback riding, all types of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's actually a great one. She's, like, just taking life by the throat and being like, I got this.
But what if you're scared to go out? I mean, we can't Groupon if you're scared to go outside. I think that's why most people are bored is because they're scared to go outside.
Right.
But we're not scared, but just don't want to.
Right. Or, like, nervous to be in situations. Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate that.
But, like, kayaking and stuff, I feel like would be a safe thing, right?
I don't know what I'm more afraid of, COVID-19 or the Chicago River. Julia. All right. So we're all bored in our houses, but what are you doing to fend that off?
Julia.
I started crafting with a Cricut machine.
What's a Cricut machine?
Yeah.
So a Cricut machine is like where you cut out like pictures and stuff, and then you can like either stick like those personalized Starbucks cups, personalizing people's masks.
Oh, I see.
I got to be honest, Julia. I'm bored listening to you. And now.
Oh, I just got excited, Julia. I think that's cool.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Then you can start having like a little business on Etsy and sell personalized cups.
Nina's looking online right now. Bet though, on the South Side, did you start a crafting company?
Hey, good morning, guys. No, I haven't. Just been hanging out a lot with my fiance at home.
Oh, you're a little romantic.
That sounds boring.
Date night's pretty nice at night. Just catching a lot of shows on Hulu.
That's cute.
Beto, do you think you're going to find yourself having a coronial in 9 months?
Actually, I'm already expecting a baby boy in November.
Wow, look at that. Congratulations.
As someone who has a newborn baby, let me tell you something. Enjoy your alone time right now. Don't ever call it being bored because you're never going to have it again. All right, thanks for the call. Jenny, Downers Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. We're all bored.
Well, I bust up my boredom with marijuana and coffee and meditation.
Okay. Like all three at the same time?
You don't need to go outside. weed and meditation first, and then coffee for just a little walk. But
wake and bake.
Got it.
Well, a little bit.
The thing is this, Jenny, if you're smoking weed, your mind's occupied, so you're never going to be bored. Like, your brain's just going to be, like, thinking of everything and doing everything and just, like...
And she's meditating
you
anyway.
You can travel, like, internally. You could astral travel or you could, like, just kind of go on a little vacation in your brain and you don't have to deal with other people.
10:23, right when I get off there.
I like that. Jenny, that's funny. I call my wine mini vacations. Every time I have a couple glasses, it's like, see you later for a little bit.
Thanks for the call. Now, again... Listen, you're not the only person. Like, people are literally bored out of their mind. And again, I'm going to tell you, according to this article, what people are doing, it's kind of weird. But let's do this. Oh, Jim. So you're telling me that you're
I call my wine.
Oh, no, not Jim. Sorry. let's go to Parker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
What have you been doing, Parker?
I've been riding my electric bike all around the city.
What's the coolest thing you've seen while you've been riding your bike, Parker?
I've saw some guy doing wheelies on a motorcycle.
I was going to say weed.
There you go again. That's a trend this morning.
I guess that's another one. You could walk around. I mean, but geez, let me tell you something. As somebody that walks around their neighborhood a lot, there's only so many, like, times you can go around the block. And, like, for example, you in your car, you're driving to work. Sometimes you probably take a different route just to break up the monotony. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, that's the same thing about... Anyway.
But don't you feel like you start to see, like, different things that you never noticed before? Like the color of the leaves or maybe, like, your favorite butterfly dodging.
There goes Jimmy again on the stoop of his house. Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Waving hi to you again. All right. According to the USA Today, Nina, people are converting school buses into homes during the pandemic. That's like what's keeping people, that's like the, one of the number one things people are doing.
Like as a crafting thing
Used school buses into tiny homes during the pandemic.
Interesting. Are they living in these tiny homes? Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So the article on the USA Today is literally like six people who bought school buses, don't know each other, but just across the country, bought school buses, turned them into homes.
Where do they get inspiration to do that?
Where do they get the money to do that?
Yeah. Are you too nice? Turn up your radios because this is for you. Nina at 9:30 weekdays. We call it little gems for your life or gems for the journey. I'm sorry. We're talking about lifestyle. And specifically today, if you're too nice. Now, I know it is a blessing and a curse because really it shouldn't be a bad thing. We all need more nice, more kindness in the world, especially right now. But sometimes the problem is that people start to take advantage of the nice, take advantage of the kindness, and maybe sometimes even take you for granted. And it's frustrating and it hurts. But today I'm telling you, don't stop being nice. Be nice. It's who you are and we need more of it. I get it because I'm the same way. And honestly, one of my favorite quotes, and I play this over in my head sometimes when I need to, and it's just the one, you may have heard it. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. To the too nice and to the too kind, you're strong. We appreciate you. Just be nice. Spread it everywhere. I just wanted to remind you that today, because sometimes you forget. It's a strength.
Nobody likes mean people anyway.
No, meanie pants. Forget you. Gems for the journey. We're doing it together anyway. So join us weekdays, 9:30. Nina, 9:30 on B96.
You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We appreciate you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.